This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
We were lost in the middle of the media's boom. We looked around, found a real show and some poop. Heard the snark in the place where I thought the spark. And I knew politics, pop culture, stupid criminals too. Now the sound of the right, and they're putting up a fight. And the thunder of the laughs, you got off the hook.
I just love that song.
Did good with it.
Still loving the opening song. It's been 2 whole weeks. Of course, I'm still loving it. Anyway, thanks again to Adam and the Metalhawks for doing that for us. Now, if we just get the show advertised on their TikTok, we need new servers, man. AMH, Adam and the Metalhawks, they just hit 32 million likes on TikTok. 32 freaking million.
Not bad, not bad.
I guess when you get Jack Black to make a cameo appearance in one of your videos, you're hitting the big time.
Yeah, but you know, I have to tell you, I got to break it to you. I love Adam. I love him to death. But we have one of our other American Idol stars that is just killing him even too. So,
who's that?
Jax. Jax is on TikTok, and she
was snooty to us.
She was, but she's got 106.7 million likes.
Well, we kissed her ass enough for finishing third place.
But follow both of them, because, you know.
I don't even do TikTok, man. That's Chinese crap.
You should put TikTok on it. At least, you know, watch some of the videos.
No, I get banned in a week.
I didn't say comment. I just said watch. I didn't say put any up.
You know how I watch TikTok? A poker friend of mine posts about 25 things a day from TikTok, and I take 5 minutes every day and I watch all his stuff.
Well, you post it to Facebook. He doesn't post it. You don't watch it on TikTok.
No, he puts it on Facebook. Yeah, it's a lot of really nice girls' butts and like some cool like skydiving and water jumping stuff and some military things because he's ex-military. It's always cool shit, so I watch it. Rick knows who it is. It's Carl.
I know who he is.
Yeah. Yeah. Carl posts some good stuff. He calls it Assmageddon because there are a lot of butts in it, but yeah. I got no problem with that. he picks very nice butts.
Well, if he's showing ass and stuff on TikTok, he's got to be getting a ton of likes too, because that seems to be what gets lots of likes.
Well, I think he's just showing what he looked at on TikTok.
Oh,
you know, and I don't blame him.
Gotcha. He's not posting to TikTok. No. He's just sharing out stuff he saw. I gotcha.
Yes, yes.
My bad. So,
anyway, hello and welcome to Off Look Radio for October 12th,
2020.
One. Still smoking the weed.
Pretty much. Not dead.
Get that
though.
Frog out of her throat for next year.
She's not dead.
Not dead yet. Yeah, if she passes, though, we'll have to stop using it. That would be, you know, that just wouldn't be cool. I wouldn't feel right.
Sure you would.
Yeah. Anyway. You'll do it?
I'll do it.
Well, today's a real Columbus Day, and you're our resident Italian, so.
Why, is that funny?
Happy Columbus Day.
I thought it was indigenous blah, 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 people
indigenous
day.
Indigenous yeah. people
say. Thank you. Isn't that what it really is?
No.
Or also.
No.
Oh, well.
No, in Columbus. Hang on a minute. Jamil. That's enough.
This goddamn dog.
He's beating up the bed. He did it last week, too.
He knows you're on a radio show. Welcome to live radio, folks.
He's been good for years. He's never done anything.
He knows.
Decides on beating up the bed. I know. I just gave him his treat and everything right before the show started. And he's like, yeah, screw you. I won't get another one, so I'm going to beat up whatever I want.
Every time you call that dog's name, I expect a Laverne and Shirley song.
Yeah, like, Jamil, that's Arabic for that's Arabic for handsome. Which he used to be. And he's getting old like me.
Well, he's a puppy dog.
He's 13, man.
He's a puppy dog.
Next month he's 13. Anyway, it is the real Columbus Day today. And I do think it's funny how the left calls a dude from 530 years ago a criminal and wants the statues torn down. But they're totally cool with making a real criminal a deity. We all know who we're talking about there.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Lightning strikes. You remember that? Lightning struck right in the middle of a mural of him in Minneapolis.
And the whole thing exploded.
Just blew it up. Thank you, God. Well, you know, it's like I said on somebody's page. I don't think Columbus ever held any Indians at sword point, pregnant Indians at sword point, and threatened to rob them. He paid for what they did for him, and they weren't even in America. He was in the Indies.
Well, that depends. If you listen to CNN, he probably did,
or PBS, or any of these other bullshit things. I'll get to the media later. But I know we usually wait till the end of the show to give you music, but we have the country's number one hit right here. This is from Utah, Brigham Young, to be exact. The Mormons have something to say. Go ahead. What John Smith would say about that. Anyway,
it's still not as funny as Aaron Lewis getting them to do it. I mean,
this is at Brigham Young.
Well, I know, but I get where you're coming from.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, the Bible Belt, correct? You know,
Mormons.
But still, I mean, Aaron Lewis got them to fucking do it and joined in.
Aaron Lewis is just totally cool. And I also wanted to mention, because I was so excited about it last week when I said it was going to happen today, William Shatner is not going into space until tomorrow now.
Why?
I don't know. I think Southwest Airlines is sponsoring Bezos' rocket, and they said there's a weather delay.
Either that or they found the gremlin from the Twilight Zone on the outside.
All my Shat jokes are moot now, so I have to save them.
So okay. We got next week. The sad thing is
it'll be old news by then.
Already shit his pants, and
so I guess I wanted to find a fun story to fill the huge void. There's a Shatner reference for you. he voided himself on the flight. I had all kinds of stuff. Anyway, we've got a good story. It's funny, at least to us. You know, I'm not sure Chuckette in the White House would appreciate this story, but too bad. Last week when Joe Blow, Sippy Cup, Sleepy Boy, the Hair Plug City Boy, he was in Michigan, and we talked about that on last week's show. But I didn't find out about this till later. While traveling to his destination in Michigan, he's met by thousands of Trump supporters with Fuck Joe Biden flags and signs as he drove by. But the best part is, the adults weren't the only one heckling Biden. School children were chanting Fuck Joe Biden from the school bus as he drove by. We got a little video of it. Actually, you know what, Slim, I wonder if you could pull the sound up from that.
Yeah, I probably can. Just give me a half a second here. Anything's possible in this world.
That would be so. I didn't realize there was sound in it.
Yeah, there is. I just got to see if all the ads pop up and all this other shit, because I actually didn't.
Yeah, well, I didn't ask you to. So yeah, if I'd asked you to, you'd have had it. You're amazing.
I'd have had it ready to rock. So. Fuck your Biden!
Fuck your Biden! Apparently it was the high school. Fuck your Biden!
Yeah, they sound a little
old. But they sound like a lot of 8-year-olds.
Oh, they are just screaming it out the window. That was great.
And this is in Michigan. Michigan, where they helped steal the election. Run by Governor Hitler. Or Whitmer. Yeah. There's not much choice. You know, I was thinking about that today. I go outside and I sit down sometimes and I'm just sitting there and just trying to just relax, and my mind goes to strange places. And one of the things I was thinking about this afternoon was, who the hell are the Democrats going to run in 2024? I mean, nobody likes Harris. She's less popular than Sippy Cup. I've got Sippy Cup's numbers coming up in a second. But what Democrat is not 80 years old and nationally known, you know, that you could get?
That's not what's going to happen, though. They're going to run Biden, and they're going to put the strongest person they can as the VP. And if they don't pull this Biden-Kamala switch in this administration, they'll pull the Biden-whoever switch in the next administration if he wins. And you know he will win because they'll stuff the ballot boxes just like they did the last time. So it's all over. I think Biden will go again. It'll just be whoever the strong number two is. That's my opinion. I don't think it'd be anybody
Gavin
else.
Gavin Newsom thought it was going to be him.
Well, but
the idiot mayor of San Francisco.
Yeah, but has this ever happened before? I mean, I'm not good on this kind of stuff. Has there ever been a time that a president was up for re-election, but they didn't put that president as the nominee? I mean, has that ever occurred?
I don't think so.
Okay. I mean, I just don't.
Oh, I don't. He's not going to run again. I mean, I'd be surprised if he makes it 3 or 4 years. No, he won't run again. He'll be 82. He's already out of it at 78. Everybody can see that. But now Newsom got recalled. Now he beat the recall, and you know, and now he's just even more cocky and smarmy than he was before. But you know, give you an idea of what Newsom thinks is important. He just signed a whole bunch of bills in California. This isn't in your show notes and stuff, but he signed a bill on Friday that makes California the first in the nation to list ethnic studies as a graduation requirement for all public high school students. That's really a requirement. Yeah, because that's the most important thing in the world. Let's see. He also eased gang enhanced sentencing rules. Because, you know, let's go easy on the gangbangers. What else did he do? Oh, they have to stock the restrooms with free menstrual products under a new law. They wrote a law for that.
All public restrooms?
No, schools. Schools and colleges.
Schools. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You can still order cocktails to go, and you can have alcohol service for outdoor dining at parklets, whatever a parklet is. So you can drink and drive apparently in California.
This is the one of those things I never really did understand when they passed it, because New York did this too. They allowed these places
up the taxes on cell phones.
They allowed people to do this, you know, go up and order your alcohol and go. But you know, right now, if you were to have a mixed drink in the front seat of your car, that's considered an open container, and that's not allowed.
Well, here's another one. A new law in California bans secret settlements in most workplace harassment and discrimination cases. Okay.
So you gotta be now, public.
If you aren't allowed to have secret settlements under things that aren't criminal, but they are, you know, in politic, you know, inappropriate. And there should be some kind of award for the man or woman who was harassed, because there have been plenty of men harassed. I know one, and I'm not saying who, but if you're going to ban secret settlements, basically what you're saying is every single, woman who deserves or man who deserves to be compensated for having to go through this shit is going to, it's going to take forever because nobody's going to settle. They're not going to settle.
That's true. You know?
if you're some rich asshole and you, you know, you grabbed your secretary by the coos every other day and she sued you and you should be paying her, but you want a secret settlement so that it doesn't wreck your company's stock and ruin your stockholders. It's not going to happen. He'll fight her until she's 70. You know, he'll be paying lawyers to fight this shit after he's dead and gone.
Just to keep his name.
Yeah,
clear.
I mean, liberals don't think this shit through. But did they do anything to clean up the shit in the streets and the homeless people?
Nope. No,
nothing. No. And he added ghost guns to violence prevention orders. Those are guns that are assembled from parts that might not be registered or purchased through a dealer's. You know, okay, that's like the only one of this entire list that I went, all right, that's not ridiculous. But I mean, it's just, you know, this is what they spend their time in California doing. This is what their legislature does. They aren't doing anything to make the state better. They're not doing anything to improve it. And let's make this man president so he can wreck the country as bad as California's wrecked. So I don't know. They got nobody. That's all I'm saying. They got nobody.
But are as many people leaving California in droves as states like New York, where it's so bad here too? I mean, we're not nearly as bad as.
I understand California is pretty bad. There's a lot of them. Their number one destination is Arizona, and I think two is Nevada, and three is Texas, and four is Florida. I just read that last week, and I think I remembered it correctly. So anyway,
if the Dems can't find anybody, they'll put Sanders back up there.
Oh, please, please put Sanders up there. Because, I mean, what the hell we're going through now is basically Sanders' agenda.
Yeah.
You know, they're doing what Sanders and AOC want them to do, which is just basically screw us all to death. So anyway, Sippy Cup and the left are now getting pissed. The media won't breathlessly report their bullshit every day. They were, but now that he's elected, they're going, oh, look at the polls. Yeah, they can read polls too. And they already know the polls are slanted to the left. So the polls say Fraudenstein's at 38%. They know damn well he barely has his nose above 30. But he's doing a fantastic job, according to him. I will give him credit, though. There is one thing Joe Biden is doing that I haven't seen in 20 years. He's uniting America.
Oh, I thought he was waking up still.
No, he's uniting America. Fuck Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck Joe Biden. I mean, come on. Texas A&M, where this that was one of the first places to start this crap, and they upset Alabama on Saturday with the biggest upset in college football in a long time. Texas A&M not only was doing the chant this week, but they had like a 60-foot banner hanging from the club box level that said F**k Joe Biden. Just this huge banner. It stretched like it had to have stretched 20 yards. Like, oh my God. Yeah. But Joe thinks it's great. Everybody's chanting his name. And that whole thing, let's go Brandon. I mean, right. I know they're making fun of that, but these people jumped on that to get people to buy t-shirts because nobody wants to buy a t-shirt with the F word on it. But I've got a t-shirt coming. Should be here this week. It just says FJB. And you should know what that means.
Yes, sir.
I'll be wearing it in public. I don't care. That's my opinion. I'm entitled to it. Still America, bitches.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
You got to put the music symbols around it now.
Yeah. So, his poll numbers are down. But he says he's doing a fantastic job. But if anything's wrong, it's either Trump's fault or you nasty unvaxxed people. Because, you know, the unvaxxed are killing the delivery pipeline and making natural gas and gasoline prices soar through the roof. Mm-hmm. And the economy might grow at 6%, he said. Well, no, it won't. But inflation's going to be at least 6%. So that basically means we're losing money. I threw that in there for the people in Rio Linda and any Democrat who's listening who doesn't understand economics. Sippy had a 20-minute speech a few days ago in between naps. And we've got the highlights for you. And this is just the stuff that bothers me. And this is why I'm still going with Biden at the beginning of the show, because he is the news. First, the unvaxxed are wrecking the medical system. We've got that.
The fact is, this has been a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Unvaccinated. The unvaccinated overcrowd our hospitals, overrunning emergency rooms and intensive care units. The unvaccinated patients are leaving no room for someone with a heart attack or in need of a cancer operation, and so much more because they can't get into the ICU, they can't get into the operating rooms.
Well, therefore, if you've got it, you've got Uncle Joe who's overeaten his entire life, and he's 62 years old and weighs 325 pounds, and he has heart trouble. It's the unvaxxed people's fault that he has to wait in the waiting room at the emergency center. That's bullshit too. Everything he says here in these clips, is a provable lie. Yes, there are some emergency rooms that are crowded, but when have emergency rooms not been crowded?
Well, look at Chicago. They treated like 80 some people with gunshot wounds this weekend, so they're crowded.
Yeah. But he didn't blame the gangbangers, did he?
No, sure did not.
Yeah, he actually said in a speech that a friend of his called. His wife couldn't breathe right, and he had to take her to the hospital. And he was waiting for 20 minutes, and he called Uncle Joe and told him about it. So Joe called the hospital to see what was going on. And they said, oh, Mr. President, it's all these unvaxxed people taking up the waiting rooms because they're sick. Come on. You know, if you believe that, I got a bridge to sell you, bitches.
So at this point, if you go to the hospital and they ask if you're vaxxed and you're obviously not, just tell them you're vaxxed.
I'll tell you what, if I had COVID, like our dear friend Rick, I would just tell them I'm vaxxed. I wouldn't explain it, because if they test you, you're going to have antibodies.
You're going to have antibodies, absolutely.
Tell them I identified as vaxxed.
I got that T-shirt. I should. I'll wash it and dry it so it'll shrink down a little bit and I'll fit you.
Yeah, but the problem is you can't wear that T-shirt.
Why can't you?
You can't because you are vaxxed. So it kind of
I identify as vaxxed.
But you are. I don't know. To me, it's just Rick's the one that's got to wear it.
My son got it for me. He got it. He's not vaxxed. He does like I do. When I get a funny shirt, I buy him one too, usually. And he got that funny shirt and he bought me one. But you're right. I would not wear that one out in public. I've worn it around the house a couple times. That's all.
Now, if you weren't vaxxed, sure, wear it. So, but.
Yeah. So anyway, you've unvaxxed people are wrecking the entire medical system. I hope you feel bad about yourselves. What else we got? The unvaxxed are also obviously wrecking the economy. It isn't stupid liberal policy and handing out cash like candy. Here we go. Here's what he got to say about that.
The unvaccinated also put our economy at risk because people are reluctant to go out. Think about this. Even in places where there is no restriction on going to restaurants and gyms and movie theaters, people are not going in anywhere near the numbers because they're worried they're going to get sick.
I remember the numbers. Mm-hmm. What the hell did he say? He was like 12 minutes into a speech there. He was starting to run out of gas.
21 minutes.
There was introductions and stuff. He didn't come
on. Oh, okay.
Actually, he was only about 7 minutes into it then.
Okay.
So, you're not only doing that, you're wrecking the economy, people. Okay. All those container ships that are sitting on the coast that aren't getting unloaded, all the empty store shelves, all the stuff you want to buy for Christmas for your kids that you can't buy because it isn't going to be here. My iPhone is supposed to be October 26th. Now it's October 26th to November 2nd. I mean, it's already pushed back because guess where it's coming from?
China.
Yeah. And I heard on the radio, Tonka toys. Remember those?
Uh-huh. I do.
We're all guys and we were little. We all had Tonka trucks and stuff, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I had Barbies too, but yeah, I had Tonka trucks.
All right. Now, Tonka trucks are assembled in China. All right. And like the guy who runs the company said, he's like 85% of the parts are made in Pennsylvania, but 15% of the parts are made in China and they're assembled there. And you could put 2,000 Tonka trucks in one of those cargo containers. Okay. And it used to cost them about $2 or $3 a truck to ship them. No, a dollar a truck to ship them. I'm sorry. Now it costs them about $9 a truck to ship them because there's so few of those containers because they're all sitting on ships in the sea. There aren't enough containers available to load up. Warehouses are either completely empty because they haven't had stuff in them, or they're stuff full because they got stuff in them and they don't have enough truck drivers to pull them out.
All right,
but our entire economy is dependent upon transportation. You're talking about gas prices. Natural gas prices in the Northeast are way up. They're not way up because we're low on natural gas. We've got tons of Pennsylvania, the 35 million cubic feet are produced in just Pennsylvania, which goes to New York and Pennsylvania, New Jersey. Okay.
We are under a gas crunch. I don't know if you saw that the numbers were released the other day, but there's only, as of, I think it was 2 days ago, there's only a 31.2 day supply of gasoline in the country.
And the reason is?
Everything's at sea. I understand.
No pipelines.
I get that.
It's pipelines.
Oh, okay.
The Democrats are against pipelines. There was like five pipelines under construction. He stopped the big two that Trump had approved, but there's three other ones that aren't going. There is a gas pipeline directly from Pennsylvania to northern Jersey to fuel New York and Jersey and eastern Pennsylvania. They just said the hell with it. The administration jumped in and put so many roadblocks in the permitting process. The company just gave up. They said, screw it. We can't deal with these assholes. We're not going to build it.
So you got to
pay double for natural gas what you should be paying for it. It's not a supply problem. It's a delivery problem. And that is something the government has control over. And they don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Well, no. Sadly, they know exactly what they're doing. It's just...
Oh, yeah, they're pleasing the 1,000 fucking idiots on Twitter who bitch and scream and holler.
No, they're lining their pockets. They know what they're doing. The 1% are sitting back and letting the other 99% of us fucking suffer while they reap the benefits of all this shit that they're pulling. Do you really think that the gas crunch is going to affect Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi and Governor DeSantis?
It would affect their campaign contributions if they pissed off the far left that goes, the pipelines are evil. You know, I published on Facebook and my blog page a couple of years ago a picture of what happens when you ship natural gas by train. There was a town in Canada just completely fucking leveled. I mean, it looked like a nuclear bomb went off when that train wrecked and everything exploded. The pipeline's underground. It's so much safer. But no, Warren Buffett's a big Democratic contributor, and he owns all the railroads in the East, or all the trains in the East. And let's ship it on Warren's cars and see if we can blow up another town. Maybe it won't be in America this time. I mean, none of this stuff makes sense. This is why everybody's pissed off.
I want to go back.
You unvaxxed people are wrecking the economy.
Let me ask a question about that Tonka thing. I wanted to bring this up. This was
$9 a truck to ship.
But here's something I don't get with all that, and maybe I'm missing something. But you said that 90% of the parts were manufactured here in the United States. Okay, well, 85%. And then the additional in Pennsylvania, and the other 15% were marketed overseas in China. And then they sent the trucks to China to be assembled, and then the trucks were sent back to the United States.
Yes.
Wouldn't it make more sense to send the 15% of the parts from China just to the United States and assemble them in Pennsylvania and save yourself a whole shitload of...
In Pennsylvania would make $20 an hour, and in China they make 20 cents an hour.
Well, but you got it. Even with your shipping costs,
you know what an iPhone would cost. You know what an iPhone would cost if it was made in the United States.
I've seen the numbers. I've heard roughly about $4,500 is what an iPhone would cost.
All right. Well, that's even more than I thought. I was going to say, I mean, it's like $1,300 for my new one, and I'd just say at least turn the numbers around and make it $3,100. But you're saying I'm lowballing.
I've seen different reports, but sadly, this is because
I'm just guessing. I don't know.
Well, but in a lot of this, people don't understand. I mean, everyone says be American, buy American. And I'm all for be American, buy American. But the problem is if we be American and buy all American, we aren't going to be able to afford the products because our wages are not going to go up. But the cost of everything that's going to be produced in America is going to because now everything is going to be at the minimum wage instead of 20 cents an hour, like you're saying in China. There is no way we can be 100% be American.
Oh, but he wants it to be union too. He don't want to, making $10 an hour, or $15 an hour. He wants to make $28 an hour,
which makes it even, which makes that even harder for us to be American by American because we cannot, I'm sorry. We can't afford the products.
But Rick,
yep.
Who's going to save us all from this?
DeSantis.
Nope. Biden's already saving us all. Just ask him. Go ahead. Run the next clip.
First thing I did when I was sworn in office back in January 20th is I bought enough vaccine right off the bat to vaccinate every single American. There were only 4 million Americans have been vaccinated up to that point, even though the virus had been around. Second, we made everyone eligible to get a vaccination and made it easy and convenient for them to find a place to get vaccinated, over 880,000 places around the country. Third, we gave everyone ample time and information to deal with their concerns. We developed hundreds of millions of dollars in incentives. You did here in the city and the state of Illinois, in cities and community organizations to encourage vaccinations.
The lotteries.
He saved us. It was Biden.
Trump reordered all that.
Well, he came in, he ordered enough extra to do the boosters apparently, but yeah, Trump had already ordered all this shit. He's just taking credit for it. But here's the thing. And this is what the news media won't tell you. This is why you need to listen to Off the Hook Radio every week. Cause you know, it takes me half an hour, but eventually I get to my point. Only 4 million were vaxxed when Biden took over. Now it's near 200 million. It's 75% of all adults. Yet somehow, and they said herd immunity hits at like 70%, right?
Yes.
We're at 75 now. Yet somehow more people have died in 8 months under Biden with the vax than died under Trump in the first 9 months of the pandemic. Whose fault's that? And you guys have the article there. It's from Forbes. I can't look at it because I've reached my limit on Forbes. But basically, that's what the article says. There's like 716,000 people have died that they're attributing to COVID. I still don't believe that, but because nobody had the flu the last 2 years. But say 716,000, 300 and some thousand were under Trump, but a higher number is under Biden in less time with the vax. So why is the media not out there going, Biden's killing people. He's doing a terrible job. He's killing everybody. Because his poll numbers would be at 18, not 38. If they told the friggin' truth.
Can I ask you guys a question?
The Democrats would vote to impeach him if this stuff got out.
Oh yeah. Rick, this doesn't matter for you, but right. Like with Jeff, with Zip and I, we're both vaxxed.
I lost you.
I lost you too.
Slim was asking a question.
I just had a major problem and everything just crashed on my end.
No, I was getting a call. It was listed as Harrisburg, PA.
Oh, well, we just had a major glitch in the system and we're back.
Oh, I see you now.
I don't know. I can't unsee
you. You're on
me.
Video.
I'm on video. I can't unsee me.
Oh, thank God you're not naked.
I'm not naked. We're back. We do have I'm going to have to edit the podcast, but that's okay.
Oh, you mean that stuff I was saying nobody heard?
Nobody heard. So start back to where you said we lost Slim.
Oh, well, we did.
We did.
Yeah, the vax mandate does not exist.
Right.
Okay. When he said mandate, and I said, I don't think he meant Michelle. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but that's not the kind of mandate. There's 25% of adults aren't jabbed, and we're supposed to have herd immunity at 70%. So we're over that. And of the remainder, a significant portion have antibodies, like our friend Rick. Right. Rick isn't jabbed, but he's had the vid. So he's probably protected better than you and I are, Slim.
Oh, I'm sure.
So why all this vitriol on the mandate crap? So you look at Southwest and these people, you know, they don't want to take the shot. You got a whole bunch of young people in the military don't want to take the shot. They're forcing them to take it. You got school children don't want to take it. I gave the stats on California last week that one in 1,000 kids die from the vaccination in the tests, and only one in, what was it, 700,000? Wait a minute, I've got it right here. I'm sorry, one in 174,803 age 5 to 17 die from getting the vid. But in the Pfizer Moderna trials with children, one death per 1,000. So basically, California is mandating a vaccine with a mortality rate 174 times the virus. Why are they doing this shit? Why? And they didn't even issue the mandate. There is no mandate. He said 3-4 weeks ago he was going to have this mandate for OSHA, and they're going to fine you $70,000 to $700,000. It didn't happen. They haven't done it. They're worried about lawsuits and everything else. But the vaccine people, the anti-vaxxers at Southwest, you know, they have a Gadsden flag hanging out the side of a plane on the tarmac. Don't tread on me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's a clue. It's not a weather problem, Southwest.
No.
And then a pilot went on the air on a flight early this morning. I saw it this afternoon. He said, thank you for flying Southwest. Today's weather is cloudy with a chance of liberty and justice for all. Okay. They're serious about this shit. They don't want to take it. And they're saying, you got to take it. You got to take it. I don't see where they're going to win any lawsuits with when this vaccine isn't FDA approved. Because all you have to do is point out what I already said earlier. More people have died from the vid under Biden with the vaccine than died under Trump without it in roughly the same time period, 9 months for Trump, 8 months for Biden. But more people have died with the vaccine out there. Is anybody screaming Trump or Biden isn't doing his job? No, they're blaming Trump. How can you blame Trump? He's not the one. So anyway, it just pisses me off. And they're not telling you the truth.
No, they're not.
And they're trying to shove something in people's arms. And, you know, I'm vaccinated. Why do I care what you do? It's supposed to protect me, right?
Yeah.
And if it doesn't, it doesn't. You know, I did what I can do. I can't do anything else. You know, if I get sick and I die with the vaccine in me, I would be surprised. But, you know, this is America. You're supposed to have freedom. This is not wrecking the economy. This is not keeping people from going back to work. What this is doing is pitting the liberal leadership of America against the rest of America who likes freedom. You know, there's a lot of people like me that are vaccinated that will stick up for unvaccinated people any day of the week and twice on Sundays. You know, leave them the fuck alone. My son don't want to take it. My daughter-in-law don't want to take it. Leave them alone.
His choice.
It's their choice.
It is.
Rick didn't want to take it, and he got the vid.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's not a 340-pound slob. He survived it.
I don't want to say it really wasn't bad, but it really wasn't bad. I mean, I was just tired. And, you know, I lost the smell and taste for about 4 days, maybe. I just, like, really, really tired.
Yeah, you couldn't tell the day you forgot to wear deodorant.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't have to care.
So what else is screwed up out there? Oh, yeah. Libs run the comic companies, Marvel and DC. They're now a mess. Well, they have been for a while, so I'm not all that shocked about this next story. But the new Man of Steel, the son of Superman, John Kent, comes out as bisexual in the upcoming comic. You know, first we got James Bond not even hitting on women in the new movie. Now we got gay Superman. Oh, I know, it says bisexual, but, you know, I'll take a poll. There's three guys here.
Let's do it.
If you suck a dick, are you bisexual or gay?
Gotta be gay. Right?
You're gay. There ain't no bisexual for guys. Come on. You know, you're gay. I mean, they've already done this. You know, they had, you know, Robin, you know, Batman's Robin came out as bisexual a few months ago. You know, Robin's been around for 60 years, so I don't think, you know, we really have to worry about him too much. The Green Lantern is supposed to be gay. North Star is supposed to be gay. I mean, come on.
I'm sure they're just not doing this to broaden their you know, audience.
Well, they said
of course they are.
They said the comic book publishers are expanding the scope of LGBTQ. See, Gavin Newsom, I can say it. You guys see the clip of Gavin Newsom trying to say LGBTQ? Oh no, that wasn't Gavin Newsom. It was the dickhead that runs Canada, the Gavin Newsom of the North. Oh well. Yeah, they had Tim Drake. Yeah, Trudeau. That's his name. Harley Quinn's gay.
I would actually like to see Biden say that.
Oh, he couldn't do it.
LGBTQ would be L.
Well, here's the reasoning. Everyone needs heroes, and everyone deserves to see themselves in their heroes. And I'm very grateful DC and Warner Brothers share this idea, said the writer. Well, who reads comic books? Kids, right?
Kids, that's it.
So to me, as a thinking adult, okay, if comic books was an exclusively adult audience, I wouldn't give a shit. But it's a kid audience. So to me, this just looks like more, you know, critical race theory indoctrination type shit. It's okay. It's okay to go to the library and check out the book about pedophilia with a 40-year-old man.
I can't believe they have that.
Yeah, you know, we talked about that last week. Just leave kids alone. Let them grow up. My God, we were allowed to go out until it got dark at night when I was a kid. We survived. We didn't even wear seatbelts. I mean, you know, let kids go out and get dirty. Let them get some germs. Let them build up their immune system.
That's right. Let
them live.
That's right. I think we're immune to a lot of stuff. We're, you know, kids, you were playing in the street, playing in the dirt.
Of course, that's true. You're definitely right. Absolutely.
Worms.
I mean, I used to bite my nails like forever. So I'm sure I'm immune to like half the stuff in the world.
How long were we down, Slim? 5?
Yeah, about 5 minutes. Okay. And I'll fix it in the podcast. So
that's right. I'm going to skip the next one. It's AT. This one I'll mention it quick. AT&T is not a woke company. AT&T sticks up for American values. I would suggest you support AT&T. If you can't afford DirecTV, and I know a lot of people can't, because I mean, if you buy all the shit I buy, it's expensive. It's, you know, like $310 a month on a normal month, like $375 when I'm paying for NFL Sunday ticket. So that's a lot. But you can get AT&T on demand for $20 a month, I think, something like that. And you know, you said you like T-Mobile better than AT&T, but I'm on AT&T for my phone too.
Yeah, T-Mobile is just because they can piggyback off the most people. Yeah. Really good service across the United States.
And speaking of your phone, stop yelling at them. We do have a stupid criminal. I had to go to the archives for this one, but it's the Florida archives, so you know it's going to be pretty good.
We win again.
Well, when I don't have a current stupid criminal and I have to go back in time, Florida is the place to go. It's easier to find one. This is from 2019, Okaloosa Island, Florida. Did I say that right? I've only lived here 6 years. I don't know how to pronounce everything. I'm thinking it's Okaloosa.
I don't know. I don't live in Florida. Can't help you.
I'm asking Rick. He's been here longer than me.
I can say Tantanantanantanansa.
You can say it. You just screwed that one up.
Yeah, I don't even know. I can't even know.
But you can tell from his accent, he's a native-born Floridian.
Right.
Anyway, authorities say two Florida burglars thought they were clever. They took a blowtorch to break into an ATM, but they never hit the jackpot. Instead, the burning heat, which they were hoping were going to cut through the hinges, welded them shut. Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office's video surveillance shows the two male suspects entering the boardwalk on Okaloosa Island Friday that week, one armed with a crowbar. It was a lookout, while the other one took the blowtorch to the ATM. Instead of cutting the ATM with a blowtorch, the would-be thief welded the metal parts shut, and the pair left with absolutely nothing. And they're on video doing it.
Mm.
So their stupidity will live forever. I can see right now the flame is red. You ain't gonna cut. I'm not CB. I'm not an arc welder, dude. I don't know all that crap, but I know the blue flame is way hotter than the red flame. So, oh, fucking morons.
This is where you need to do your research. You know, I go back to Ocean's 11, the movie, you know, all the reconnaissance and research. Do your research. If you're going to commit a crime, do your research. But you know what happens there, though? Then they get you for premeditation, which increases the...
Oh, hell, they probably stole the blowtorch somewhere.
Probably. Next door, the hardware store.
They're all excited when they got it lit. Oh, look, we did something. Anyway. And we've got a fuck cancel culture segment tonight. We got to do this one quick.
Yeah, because I thought this was kind of cool.
Yeah, cancel culture backfires. This Princeton lecture by geophysicist professor who was banned from MIT draws thousands. MIT retracted Dr. Dorian Abbott's invitation for arguing academic evaluations should be based on merit, not solely on race. Okay. That's so shocking. This is what's wrong with this country. A guy comes out and says something that's obviously true, and the left-wing lunatics shout him down. Academic evaluations should be based on merit, how well you do. It doesn't matter what your skin color is. It matters how your brain works. Oh, I think that's so racist when they do that. You're saying, oh, you're a minority, so therefore you need extra help. No, you don't. No, you don't. Look at all the successful Black Americans in this country. There's a shitload of them. And a lot of them started out in tougher circumstances than you or I or most white people have to. And they still did something. Look at what's his name? Ben Carson.
Mm.
Ben Carson's a Black man. He came out of a poor neighborhood with a mom and his brother. And he got to school because of his brains. He got into college because of his brains. He became a neurosurgeon. He separated conjoined twins, conjoined at the brain, and they lived. He's a brilliant neurosurgeon. Johns Hopkins. I mean, come on, John. If you just get hired at Johns Hopkins, you're among the best. He was the head of the friggin' department. He was in Trump's cabinet. I think he was Secretary of HUD, right? Yeah. Housing and Urban Development. He's just one example. Thomas Sowell. Thomas Sowell is one of the most brilliant men in this country. He's got a hell of a good tan if he's not Black. You know, stop using this crap for an excuse. You know, this is why America is falling behind other countries. Because we don't put pressure on people to do anything right. But the cool thing about this guy was MIT. And, you know, this is the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. These are supposed to be brainiacs. MIT was one of two schools in this entire country I couldn't get into just based on my SAT scores. I would have had to take an entrance exam to go to MIT. What was the other one? Carnegie Mellon was the other one, I think. But there's only two schools I couldn't automatically get approved because my SAT scores are so high. That's how tough it is to get in there. These people are supposed to be brilliant. But they didn't want this guy coming on there and talking on campus. So they bitched at him and they canceled his speech. And the next announcement is, I'm delighted to report we've expanded the Zoom quota for Dr. Dorian Abbott's Princeton lecture, the one shockingly and shamefully canceled by MIT. And literally thousands of people have registered. It's October 21st. the day it had been scheduled at MIT at 4:30 Eastern time. You know, he extended a special invitation to those MIT students, faculty, and alumni who believe in truth-seeking and understand its indispensable conditions include freedom of thought, inquiry, and discussion. Yeah, see, that's what they're trying to shut down. We can't have freedom of thought and inquiry and discussion because then the left will never get what they want. He wanted to communicate exciting new rules in climate science to the general public. But MIT retracted his invitation, not because of the content of his lecture, but activists and MIT academics took a look at Abbott's past comments where he argued academic evaluations should be based on merit, not race or ethnic identity. So it doesn't matter how brilliant you are. It doesn't matter how much we'll learn from your speech. We disagree with you having common sense.
So you're out.
That's cancel culture. Unfrickin' real. Screw you, MIT. And your football team sucks. I don't think they have one. But, you know, I wish they did have one because I would love to see the conservative students at MIT chanting, fuck Joe Biden.
That would be great.
I would like that. Anyway. And, of course, the only person in America less competent than the president is, unfortunately, the vice president.
Sadly.
Yeah, her. Did you see the fake space video they produced to make her look caring and scientific?
It didn't.
The vice president is head of the space stuff, the NASA and everything. That's one of the jobs that she has to do, which basically means she goes to a meeting once or twice a year and doesn't do nothing. But she sounded like a condescending moron in this video. I mean, she's talking to five kids. And it's like, oh, we just don't know what we don't know. It's so exciting. And later on, you're going to get to see the craters on the moon. The craters. I just love looking at the craters. Like, oh, my God. She's a condescending moron, which for her is playing the type. But the capper, the treadstone, the pièce de résistance is that the five kids in the video with her are all actors. They couldn't give a flying shit about her fake love of moon craters. They were getting paid, man. They just sit there and smile, nod their heads, read their lines. I'm getting a check.
They'll probably make demo reels later on.
Yeah, they'll be. Yeah, I appeared in the stupid scientific thing with the vice president. Hire me. But the best part of this whole story is their agency. Because you can't make this stuff up. The best, the funniest stuff in the world is true. The agency that these kids work for, that they're hired from to appear with President or Vice President Airhead, Sinking Ship Entertainment.
That's the best.
Perfect.
Just let that sink in a little bit. Sinking Ship Entertainment. Well, she's doing phony baloney movies about space and Sippy Cups. He's got his whole movie set over there in the executive office building. Yeah, no irony there much, huh? Sinking Ship Entertainment. How many more days we got of this asshole? I forgot to calculate it this week because it's just depressing.
Too many.
Way too damn many. 9 months. We got 39 more months to go with this asshole. I don't know. If we don't start fighting back now, there ain't going to be no country in 39 months. Go ahead.
You don't think he'll be the nomination though, do you? In
Oh, I don't. I think he'll announce at the end of year three that he won't be running for re-election and the country will go,
sigh of relief.
Yeah. Excuse me.
Maybe that'll open the door for DeSantis.
I'm telling you, no, DeSantis would kick anybody they put up there anyway. DeSantis has got Trump's policies, Trump's balls, and a much better political mind.
Yeah, but you forget the Democrats cheat.
Yeah.
I think DeSantis would have been more ready for it. I really do. I mean, once the administration knew Zuckerberg gave $400 million to that fly-by-night organization, who would never run on a budget of more than a couple of million dollars a year, he gave him $400 million to get out the vote. And all that money was concentrated in the cities that we've talked about over and over, Milwaukee, Philadelphia, Detroit, Atlanta, Phoenix, places like that. Where else? Oh, Nevada and Denver. Those are the other ones. They didn't get near as much. Most of it went to Milwaukee, Detroit, Philadelphia. But anyway, once they knew that $400 million was out there, that $400 million can do a lot of things. Trump should have had an army of people crawling up their ass well before the election. And I just thought he was so popular and so far ahead, it wouldn't matter. Well, when they stopped the counting at 3 o'clock in the morning and all of a sudden a couple of million ballots show up in four key cities, it don't matter. But you can't go back and do that part over.
Sadly,
you just can't do it over. So we don't usually do guilt by proximity either, because that's like Democrats do. Oh, well, you've got a signed Trump hat, so therefore you're evil. Eh, fuck you. I've got two signed Trump hats. Kiss my ass. But if you expect Attorney General Garland to just back off harassing the concerned parents upset over their kids' indoctrination at school board meetings and stuff, we talked about that last week. So in the news, the FBI is looking to protect school boards who are the ones who are putting the pedophilia books in the libraries and critical race theory shoved down your kids' throats and segregating black and white kids. Kids aren't prejudiced. You know, the people that are separating them are prejudiced. Let the kids alone. Every black kid I grew up with, I got along with. I had no problem. Well, except for when I was 3 years old and the girl next door made me eat dirt.
Oh.
But I forgave her. You know. I got along with her little brother better, though. But anyway, if you expect Attorney General Garland to just back off harassing these people and getting the FBI and just like, oh, that's just too much, he won't really do anything about it. No. What's this? Education firm founded by Attorney General Merrick Garland's son-in-law issues resources for teachers that claim supporters of Donald Trump are white supremacists. His name is Alexander Tanner, 30 years old, founder and president of Panorama Education, an analytical software and services company based in Boston. He married Attorney General Garland's daughter, Rebecca, in 2018. They recently put out resources that include an article that calls both Ku Klux Klan members and Trump supporters examples of white supremacy. I guess they forgot to mention that Ku Klux Klan was all Democrats. And Trump supporters never hung anybody from a tree. Fuck you. But that's what this kid does for a living. He sows discontent. He exacerbates the great divide that Obama started and is continuing. The article also claims that, quote, murderous police officers is part of the reasons why white supremacy is everywhere. This is what they are teaching teachers. It's an education firm co-founded by his son. They recently put out a workshop with that deals with systemic racism. Yeah, you know, first thing about systemic racism is, how about you fucking define it for me?
Yeah, there you go.
You define it for me, then we'll talk. How's that? He's a social justice warrior. Basically, he's a fucking pajama boy. If you look at his picture, he almost looks, he put glasses on him and a cup of cocoa. He does look like a pajama boy meme guy. Little pansy ass. Meet me in an alley. I'm an old man. I'll whoop your little fucking narrow ass. Anyway, I'm just tired of this crap. He says, Schools have invested in diversity and equity, but they really only celebrate students who adapt and conform to the cultural norms rooted in white supremacy. Oh, okay. So I'm sorry. If you're a genius student, it's because you adapted to white supremacy. Because if you didn't adapt to white supremacy, you'd be a moron. What is he trying to say here? Ah. You guys are at a loss too, aren't you?
Pretty much.
I'm sorry. I should have said that's a rhetorical question because there really is no answer for it other than they're all full of shit. How White Supremacy Lives in Our Schools, written by Altagracia Montilla, is part of their curriculum that they're out there pushing. She's a radical wacko. And this guy's humping it. So there you go. Attorney General Merrick Garland going after the people in the school board meetings helps the son-in-law's business.
Crazy.
Follow the money, bitches. Like you said that about the vaccines last week.
The way it works, sadly. Follow the money.
Didn't Facebook finally stick it to you on that?
Mm-hmm.
They did?
Yeah, they took it down. Well, they covered it. They didn't take it down.
But they covered it.
They covered it. So,
well, they're covering Corinthians 3:16 posts with a little daisy.
Yeah.
Rick, you put it up.
Yeah, I got it up, and mine's still up.
What's the meme say?
Let's see.
Something about being alone, or I don't know.
here it is. Stand up for what you believe in, even if it means standing alone.
Yeah, so it's a little dandelion all by itself while people are walking around the background stuff. How is that objectionable, other than it's from the Bible? I mean, are we that friggin'... This country was founded as a Judeo-Christian stronghold. Our Judeo-Christian ethics are the basis for our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, our laws, our Declaration of Independence to the King of England was based on religious liberty. Apparently that don't matter anymore to Facebook or Google or Twitter. I'm not even religious, but you know, it's like my attitude on gay rights years ago. Just leave the people alone. They aren't hurting you. Leave them alone. None of your damn business. If they want to believe in everything in the Bible and they want to go to church on Sunday and they want their kids to grow up going to church, you know what? They're probably going to turn out better than the kids who are ignored.
Probably.
You know? And when religious people, and there weren't many, but there were some, religious people, you know, were bitching about gay rights because it's not in the Bible. It's like, fuck you. Let them love who they want to love. You know? I'm sorry. I've got way too much common sense for this country. I got to move.
Is there any better countries?
Poland.
There you go.
Never done have any beaches.
Can you smoke weed?
Probably not.
We don't want to go there. Let's go to Amsterdam.
Where you can do almost anything.
Yeah.
I don't even want to visit there, but okay. Anyway, the point of the show is the world's fucked up.
It is.
The totalitarians are inside the perimeter. But don't tread on me is as American as apple pie, baby. And we get much more of this shit. And the only tread going on would be our boot prints on their asses on their way out. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Lewis would have liked that one, right?
He would have.
All right. So when everything works, we're on Zone Out Radio.
Yeah, well, it'll still work.
It's an app.
Yeah. Get it on Google Play. Get it on Apple. Play
our podcast is on all the biggies, like we're important, like Spotify, and are we on Pandora's Box?
Yeah, we're on Pandora's Box and iHeartRadio. Get us anywhere. Get us everywhere. Just find us. Actually,
or you just go to our page, Zone Out Radio. Get the Zone Out Radio app. You didn't have to deal with them people.
There you go.
We don't charge you nothing, and there's no commercials for 24/7 free music.
Yep.
You know. Plus, you get to see me with no gray in my hair or beard.
Uh-huh. You know. I think I'm going to blame our outage tonight on a solar flare because we did have a solar storm today. So I'm just going to blame it on a solar flare.
Well, American Airlines probably canceled another 1,000 flights because of that.
Probably did.
But anyway, I am an optimistic person at heart, so I want to end the show with Bobby McFerrin, one of my favorite entertainers. We're going to play Don't Worry, Be Happy. And that's because we got Truth, Guns, and Ammo. It's all good.
There you go.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry, be happy. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry, be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy. Don't worry, be happy. I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy.
Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style, ain't got no gal to make you smile. But don't worry, be happy. Cause when you worry, your face will frown, and that will bring everybody down. So don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy.
Now there is this song I wrote. I hope you learned it note for note like good little children. Don't worry,
be happy. Listen to what I say. In your life, expect some trouble, but when you worry, you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, don't worry, don't do it. Be happy.
Put a smile on your face. Don't bring everybody down like this.
Don't worry,
it will soon pass, whatever it is.
Don't worry,
be happy.
Ooh.